First, flash flooding was just part of the problem weather-wise for Wisconsin over the last few days. Severe storms moved through the state Friday night and Saturday morning, knocking out power to more than 150,000 customers. More than 20,000 are still without power as of this afternoon. The National Weather Service confirmed there were 9 tornadoes in the state in less than 24 hours. The torrential rain, hail, and wind caused extensive property damage, shut down roads, and may have contributed to at least 2 deaths. Governor Evers has declared a state of emergency for the state. Wisconsin Emergency Management, which is part of the State Department of Military Affairs, is leading cleanup efforts. Captain Joe Trovato is a spokesperson for the Department of Military Affairs. Captain Trovato, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, can you give us an update on the power situation? Where are the biggest outages? Who's still affected?
Right. So really, the northeast and east central part of the state are still facing significant power outages. There are, as you alluded to, still thousands of people without power right now. But we are hopeful that that as the day goes on, that those numbers continue to drop. But it still might be a day or two before we're looking at full restoration across the state.
And what kind of help is out there in communities where people are still without power? Is there some kind of assistance for them?
Right. So the local communities, first responders and law enforcement and the emergency managers in each individual city and county are doing a fantastic job of just trying to provide those basic resources and needs for people. At the state level, we're being responsive to requests for assistance that come in from individual incident commands or, in our cases, county emergency managers. So right now, we have a couple of requests for assistance from Langlade County, where they have requested the help of the National Guard to help distribute water to, for example, to help people flush their septic systems. So these are some things you take for granted when you have power, but when it is out for an extended period of time, some of those things become much more critical.
Now take us back to Friday night and Saturday morning. I've heard some firsthand accounts, but talk about some of the biggest parts of these storms that came through.
Right. Well, there were some serious straight line winds, a lot of heavy rain, these straight line winds and tornadoes just wreaked havoc on power lines, a lot of downed trees. It created a lot of debris that is also scattered in many cases in rural areas, but in some cases across roadways and certainly the flash flooding didn't help matters either. So there was a lot of damage and a lot of impact over a short amount of time over the weekend here.
Yeah, where did we see flooding around the state?
It's in a number of different areas. The central northern part of the state really has bore the brunt of it. I don't exactly have all of the exact locations directly in front of me at this exact time, but we are posting that information on readywisconsin.gov, where we are posting the incident reports that'll be going up here in a little while on our website and have the latest information.
Talking to Captain Joe Trovato with the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs, looking at this weekend's storms in Wisconsin, the damage they did, and recovery efforts. You mentioned that WisconsinReady.gov website. Can you talk about the kind of resources people can find there before, during, and after emergencies?
Absolutely. So we've created a page on there specifically for this incident, and that's where we again post the incident reports, so people have a really good idea of the latest from individual counties and municipalities in many cases. But we also post information on there that is good to know information. So, for example, there's an article or a couple of documents on there about food spoilage, because we're starting to get into that phase here. If you've been without power now for a while, you might be asking yourself the question of what's okay to keep and what do I need to discard at this point. So there's some good information on there about that. There's information about how to safely use generators and how, you know, tips on where to put those generators and keep them safely away from your house and operate it efficiently. And there's even information out there about CO2 and other hazards and drinking water and whatnot as well. So there's a lot of good information out there, and hopefully people can get on there and take advantage of some of that knowledge that we're trying to share.
As we mentioned, the governor declared a state of emergency. In practical terms, what does that do?
Well, the state of emergency opens up resources from the state level. So in this case, it authorizes Major General Dunbar, the Adjutant General of Wisconsin, to commit National Guard troops if needed, and it also directs other state agencies to offer their support and resources as well. So it, in this case, the National Guard has been mobilized. There are approximately 24 National Guard troops that are involved with distributing water in Langlade County.
Do you have advice for people preparing for the next time severe weather is coming through the state?
Well, you know, the best time to prepare, of course, is before a major incident occurs, and you know, there's always we're always trying to post readiness tips on our website and trying to make sure that people are prepared. They're thinking about things like stockpile of food or fresh water or generators, but we also want to encourage people to you know, when the storm does hit, after the storm, that they're making sure that they're reaching out via our 211 program, where they're calling 211 to report damages from the storm and keep an accurate record and detail exactly what happened. So the state and counties can get you the support that you need.
Is there consistent advice when we have these kind of summer weather emergencies, tornadoes, flooding, things like that, that people in emergency management are really hoping that citizens listen to and take warnings seriously?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, the warnings are there for a reason. It's to make sure that you do get to a safe place and that you are heeding the warnings in the first place and finding finding the shelter that you need and preparing in advance, like I talked about. And sometimes we don't have that much warning, of course, but the steps that we take now to ensure that you have a safe place to go in your home. Have you thought through that with your family and talked about it? Do you have weather radios? Do you have you know, spare batteries? Have you thought about a generator? Do you have flashlights stored? Do you have water? Have you given thought to how you would handle even a pet over an extended period of time without water or electricity? You know, those are things that we try to preach to think about now prior to a storm, as opposed to learning a lesson the hard way after a storm hits.
As you mentioned, power probably coming back over the next couple of days. Are there any issues with the roadways around the state, or did we dodge that this time around?
Well, there was there's mixed reports on that. In a lot of cases, it seems that the roadways we've been able to you know, keep the roadways largely clear. But there are some instances in some places where some debris certainly was making some roads impassable. But by and large, that situation's improving.
Captain Trovato, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's Captain Joe Trovato, spokesperson for the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs, which oversees Wisconsin emergency management. We talked to him about the latest cleanup efforts from this weekend's storms around the state.